Stormer at thedailystormer.com. Positive Christianity, then and now. Back when Christianity was first becoming known in Britain, there was no conflict between it and the so-called paganism that had gone before. The people at the top of British society, the Archdruids, became the archbishops of the Celtic Church. Christianity was looked upon as the natural evolution of the British people's spiritual doctrines. The idea that Christians would be opposed to Druids because the Druids were pagan was not something that was even countenanced. The Druids and the Christians were the same people, obeying the same laws and a part of the same society. If Christianity had meant that one half of society would be against the other half, it would never have been accepted in the first place. As it was decided to change from being a pagan nation to a Christian one in the 2nd century in Britain, and the idea for that came from the king and his Druid advisers, and was warmly welcomed by the people. This would not have happened if it had not been seen as a positive development. People that wish to denigrate Christianity, or attack it as being foreign, really have no faith at all in their own abilities as white people, or even in their own ancestors. White people pick up lots of things from around the world, and if they are useful, then they get appropriated and adapted to white people's tastes and needs. There is no way that our ancestors would have accepted a foreign religion, and no way that after being a white religion for 1500 years, it would not exclusively show the spirit of the white man within it. I say 1500 years, as it was after that time that the Jews started to have an influence on it from within, culminating in the hideous monstrosity that goes by the label of Judeo-Christianity today. National Socialism saw that Jewish influence, recognised it for what it was, and sought to fight back by promoting what they called positive Christianity. This meant accentuating the parts of Christianity that were most relevant to the struggles that the nation were involved in at the time. That meant concentrating on the Jews being the children of the devil and the Antichrist, and the Aryan qualities of Jesus, who Adolf Hitler spoke about as a role model for Aryans, as he knew full well that Jesus was not a Jew. He spoke about the way that Jesus heroically threw the Jewish usurers out of the temple, highlighting the courage of this act and the way that the Jews reacted to it. Today, it would also mean concentrating on the biblical laws against race mixing and sodomy, both of which were nowhere near as prevalent in the early 20th century as they are today in the 21st. Today's churches try to pretend that those laws do not exist or that they meant something else, in the same way as they have twisted the love for your neighbour law. It goes without saying that love for your neighbour and being prepared to die for those you love had always been interpreted to mean love for your nation and being prepared to die defending it, up until the modern church twisted it to mean love for the Antichrist and his army of barbarians. All the best of our earlier beliefs were incorporated into Christianity, giving rise to much of our Christian customs and iconography as well as our festivals. The ancient gods began life as our ancestors, and we never stopped honouring them until today. Christianity commands us to honour our ancestors, and it helped keep them alive for us by recording their exploits so that they could be passed down to later generations. Christian monks would painstakingly copy out the classics of our past, documenting our previous beliefs so that we might remember the early years of our race. They educated the people so that they might understand our history and contribute to the continuing story themselves. Attacking Christianity does not help our cause. It shows a lack of knowledge about our first millennium history, as recorded by our own people, and shows a great disrespect to our ancestors who lived and died for it. It inspired them to create the most amazing works of art and architecture, some of the finest high culture that the world has ever seen. Its laws formed the basis for our societies and enabled them to become stable enough for us to form world-conquering empires. Now that we have rejected it, our people lack the faith to wish to die defending their homeland. They lack the love for their own people that should have prevented the Muslims from ever setting foot on our shores. They lack the moral fibre to stand up against the promotion of homosexuality and promiscuity. And without it, our nations have become weak and easy prey for the Jews and the hordes of Untermenschen that they have invited in. The whole pagan against Christian mindset is a distraction from what really matters, and is like arguing over who was better, you as a child or you as an adult. There is much that is inspiring about the pagan myths, and that is because they are ours, the same as Christianity is ours. Just like Christianity is being warped and universalized, our pagan myths are too, with the gods being turned into gay transvestite comic book characters and Jesus being turned into a Negro. This is unacceptable. Both are a part of our history. Both belong to us and came from us, and both need defending from the dogs and the swine seeking to trample them. To join them in attacking our heritage like that is to go against everything that made us what we are today. Instead of attacking Christianity, we should be promoting the parts of it that are most needed in our struggle, just as the National Socialists did. To do anything else means accepting defeat and handing our inheritance over to the enemy.
You've tuned in to Radio Stormer at the Daily Show.